What's good? It's Joaquin Flores, geopolitical analyst, and this whole thing happening in Kiev with criminals running around shooting each other and the looting and whatever, the hundreds dead now looks like revenge killings and gang warfare. So looks to me like Russia tricked Ukraine into thinking it was about to hit and send troops into Kiev on the 26th or 27th. Right, so Zelensky releases violent offenders from prison and arms those willing to fight for Ukraine, knowing what they would do, then blame that on the Russian invasion of Kiev. Instead, now we see them running around, robbing stores and evening old scores. Crime wave hits Ukraine, hundreds dead, police overwhelmed, and these are predictable homicides that would be blamed on the Russian troops. This was going to set the stage for some kind of white helmets drama like in Syria, but the Russian troops never materialized. Yet we have this killing spree and we have this crime wave. And what's interesting about Syria is that there's a precedent for this, by the way, exactly in Syria. You see, back about 7 years ago, Russia announced it would be commencing an aerial campaign onto ISIS sites in Syria. About 2 weeks before they actually did. So the start date was not the start date, and they faked out the entire so-called IC, international community. Erdogan coordinated with Merkel at the behest of the deep state. They told refugees who had long left Syria and had been living in Turkey that now Germany would give them residency, cash, and welfare if they could arrive in Germany with a Syrian passport. So Soros NGOs organized a human caravan. It was called the Refugee Crisis Caravan, like the one he did out of Honduras through Mexico and through the Gulf of Mexico that many of you are probably better familiar with than this one. But this happened in Syria. And the point was to blame the Russian bombardment of ISIS locations and say that they were hitting civilian centers and that these were all direct fresh refugees from Syria right then. Okay, so then suddenly what happens is there's no aerial bombardment, but the caravan has the order to depart because they think it's about to start, but it never does. So you get 1 million. This is a real, I think it was probably more than 1 million already resettled refugees from Syria who were then living in Turkey and they embark for Germany. The media campaign was hilarious because the script was supposed to refer to this thing being caused by the Russian bombing, but there was not even a single Russian plane in the sky and no one could manufacture one. Not CNN, not MSNBC, not the BBC. It was just nothing to talk about. It was a nothing burger. They didn't even try to talk about it because they couldn't even fake it at that point. So Russia didn't bomb, and they wouldn't bomb for several more weeks. Now, of course, in some kind of weird pseudo-Mandela effect fashion, the English language mainstream internet by now has probably reinserted this big lie and rewritten the history and scrubbed the internet of the actual timelines and the order of events because that's how they do things. But importantly, at the time, it couldn't be said because it wasn't happening. And you see, the aim was to get a UN security resolution going against Russia, to condemn Russia for these aggressive actions against innocent civilians. But of course, as a member of the Security Council, Russia could veto it, but the PR damage would be done in the public mind's eye, and the justification for these so-called sanctions would be done. Now, just so you know, sanctions are not sanctions. Sanctions is when a third party with ability to arbitrate finds one party guilty of something and then hands out that sort of judgment as like a sanction. But just one party unilaterally declaring that they're no longer going to trade or do business, like a government ordering businesses no longer to do trade with one country or other businesses from a certain country. Just by the way, that's not a sanction. But Americans, we think that those are what sanctions are, but that's not what sanctions actually mean. Sanctions is a third party ruling, not one party unilaterally just randomly accusing the other party of something to justify some change in their trade relations. Anyway, but the back to this point, you can see that the entire Sorosian ploy was a failure. When the Russian campaign started, the refugees were already safely in Germany, or they were stuck, I think, at the border of Croatia or Hungary. Here and there, 50,000 here, 50,000 there, but I think over 1 million ultimately poured into Germany. You can ask the Germans what they think about that. But you see, they wouldn't have been near any targets had they not left, because again, they were living in Turkey for a number of years. But the whole thing was hilarious when it went down. And the Russian campaign did eventually start, and the deep state, the McCain-Obama ISIS army, knew they were going to be in deep doo-doo, and this is why. You see, Kerry had to reach out to Lavrov for what were called deconfliction talks. And this is because the more serious ISIS units that had anti-air capacity, the ones that were using the SAMs, the surface-to-air missiles, were not ISIS guys. They were mercenaries from Blackwater, Greystone Z, whatever you want to call them, right? Eric Prince and those guys. The ISIS guys didn't have the training to operate SAM systems, so it was these mercenaries that were acting as advisors, but not officially like U.S. military advisors, if that makes sense. That's just how that war was happening. So anyway, there's some history for you on how this stuff works. I believe that we should expect more false flags in the future. So just be prepared for them. Remember the 24, 48-hour rule. There's going to be something that happens, and you're going to have some friend that's like, "What about this?" And just, hey, you know what? Let the fog of war dissipate, let the dust settle, and let's collect the facts. But yeah, be prepared for more.